Hello, everybody. On Over the Hump Wednesday, it's the time for another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Over the Hump Wednesday, as we get over the hump, and it's going to get a little nippier in southeastern Michigan, and then some. It's going to be chilly on Friday when we have high school football playoffs. We'll get to that and down the road a piece here on this particular show there. But let's start off with the Detroit Lions there. Detroit Lions owner Sheila Hamm knew that there's a lot of fan frustration over the team that started only 1-5. That is talking about the Detroit Lions, that is. And only 4-18-1 since the start under Coach Dan Campbell and General Manager Brad Holmes. Yes, you can express yourself here. So, on Wednesday afternoon, Sheila Hamm thought it was best that during practice, she held a short 4-minute media session to offer her thoughts about the team and answered a couple of questions from reporters. To make it all nice and short here, she expressed these words here. She expressed her frustration on how the team has been performing while also professing her full support for Campbell and Holmes. She reiterated that several times that this was a complete teardown and rebuild that required time and patience. All the while, she urged fans not to push the panic button and give up the ship. She believes there are signs of progress and the results are coming. A reporter did ask her, is neither Brad Holmes nor Dan Campbell's job in danger this year, no matter what? Sheila Hamm gave this answer. She believes the leadership of the two, and they're not in any danger of losing their job, at least not this year. Detroit takes on Miami at Ford Field this Sunday. Join in the celebration here. I'm just saying. Quarterback Daniel Jones of the New York Giants, quarterback Daniel Jones of the New York Giants, cornerback Marco Wilson of the Arizona Cardinals, and kicker Kiro Santos of the Chicago Bears are the NFC offensive, defensive, and special team players for this week of week number 7. And for the American Football Conference, Joe Burrow's at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, cornerback Sauce Gardner of the New York Jets, and also kicker Randy Bullock of the Tennessee Titans are the AFC offensive, defensive, and special team players of this week for games play of week number 7, which this week is games of week number 8 or 9. Whatever you want to call it. Let's move on here. There's a new manager in Miami. You may remember his playing days from a not-too-distant past. Skip Schumacher is now the new Marlins skipper. He's replacing Don Mattingly here. Schumacher, 42 years old. He served as the Cardinals bench coach last season. Prior to that, he was the Padres' associate manager in 2020 and 2021. Skip Schumacher. Oh, Skip Schumacher, yeah, I should say. I give him a ship. That would match, too. The Detroit Tigers have named Rob Mesler vice president, assistant general manager, joining the Detroit Tigers organization after 15 years with the Tampa Bay Rays. He said, I hope the Tigers fans will join me in welcoming Rob and his family to our organization, said Scott Harris, Detroit's president of baseball operations there. I am thrilled to add an executive of Rob's caliber to lead our amateur and international scouting department. Rob's track record of success with the Rays speaks for itself, and his innovative approach to talent acquisitions will help us achieve one of our main goals to acquire, develop, and retain young talent in Detroit. I'll speak on that in a moment here. Mesler's tenure with the Rays included the last seven included the last seven as a senior director of amateur scouting. In that role, he was responsible for day-to-day scouting activities within the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico in preparation for the MLB draft. That's Major League Baseball. During his time with the Rays, he was responsible for drafting all-star game starter like Sean McClanahan. What an addition here. One thing, I expressed it during some past podcasts and all there, it's a shame that the scouting in the state of Michigan, where it's a gob of talent of young men playing high school and amateur baseball in the state of Michigan, no one was picked from the Detroit Tigers squad to join that. And on Sunday's edition of Butch on Sports, I'm going to talk about scouting and how scouting has not been too nice to the United States, especially black players in general there. But we'll talk about that on Sunday there, as I'm still working up that particular recipe and food for thought for everyone there. The Pistons are home against the Atlanta Hawks. Yes, they are 1-3. Let's see what they do against the Hawks. They need a win, or people are going to be booing them, and people will not be coming to Little Caesars Arena. The Red Wings, on the other hand, they will hit the bricks tomorrow. The New Jersey Devils last night beat them 6-2, and they look the worst of they ever have during the season there. Although the Red Wings have a good record of 4-1-2, okay? Not bad. Not bad at all. However, I'm quite sure during the practice today at Little Caesars Arena, getting ready to go to Boston, there are going to be probably some line changes, because the last couple of games there, it has not been too kosher for the Red Wings, especially at defense for them and the goaltending as well. So I'm quite sure arrangements will be made. Hopefully they do a better job, because the Bruins are 5-0-0 in Boston, okay, tomorrow night, Thursday. Now, for all you boys and girls out there, if you heard Sunday night's game in Sports Report there, we have trouble in pulling all the particulars in the MHS-AA football pairings for both the 11 and 8-man player brackets, okay? However, I took the time to care and got on the phone right away, and I had to list that next day there. So, without further ado, let's go through the 11 player pairings starting in Division 1, Region 1, District 1. Remember, each division has four regions, and each region has two districts, okay? So here we go. Division 1, Region 1, District 1. East Kenwood at Rockford. Granville at Condonia. District 2 was Grand Ledge at Brighton. Heartland at Holt. Region 2, District 1. Grand Blanche at Davison. Lapeer at Clarkston. District 2, Lake Orient at Rochester Adams. Rochester at Rochester Hill, Stony Creek. Region 3, District 1. Brownstown, Woodhaven at Bellevue. Ann Arbor, Huron at Saline. District 2 and Region 3 will be Novi against and at Northville. And Detroit Catholic Central at Dearborn. Region 4, District 1. Detroit Castech at West Bloomfield. Troy at Southfield Art and Technology. Division 2, Utica Eisenhower at Macomb, Dakota. Clinton Township, Chippewa Valley at Romeo. In Division 2, Region 1, District 1. Here are the following. Muskegon Reef Puffer at Muskegon. No, not Muskegon. We got that right. Muskegon Reef Puffer at Grand Rapids, Forest Hill Central. And the other game will be Traverse City Central at Muskegon Mona Shores. District 2, Portage Northern at Byron Center, and East Lansing at Battle Creek Central. Region 2, District 1, Swan Creek at Midland, Saginaw Heritage at Waterford Mock. District 2, Milford at Dexter, and South Lyons at South Lyons East. Region 3, District 1, Dearborn Heights Crestwood at Livonia Franklin, Farmington at Temperance Bedford. District 2, Ferndale at Birmingham Seahomes, Warren Mock at Birmingham Groves. Region 4, District 1. I'm moving. Here we go. Warren Cosnar at Roseville. Grosse Pointe South at Warren De La Salle Collegian. District 2 is St. Clair Shores Lakeview at Port Huron Northern, and Harrison Township at La Cruce at Port Huron. Division 3, Region 1, District 1. Gaylord at Mount Pleasant, Cadillac at DeWitt. District 2, Holly at Fenton, Haslett at Linden. Region 2, District 1, and this is again Division 3, Sparta at Muskegon, Cedar Springs at Coopersville, that's there in District 1. District 2 has East Grand Rapids at St. Joseph and Laurel at Zeeland West. Region 3, District 1, Sturgis at Mason, Palmer Western at Jackson. District 2 is Boston Huron at Gibraltar Carson, Southgate Anderson at Trenton. Region 4, District 1, Detroit Renaissance at Wall Lake Western, Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice at Auburn Hills Avondale. District 2 is Allen Park at Grosse Pointe North, River Rouge at Martin Luther King. Division 4, Region 1, oh my, District 1, will be Big Rapids at Warhol and Ludington against Fruitport. District 2 is Grand Rapids Christian at Grand Rapids South Christian, and Ada Forest Hills Eastern at, yes, Hudsonville United Christian. Region 2, District 1, Pawpaw at at Edwardsburg, and Niles at Three Rivers. District 2, Vicksburg at Hastings, Chelsea at Charlotte. Region 3, District 1, Ortonville Brandon at Goodrich, Freeland at North Branch. District 2, Marysville at Madison Heights Landfill. And also, as I'm getting tongue-tied here, so excuse me, boys and girls. Better. Orchard Lake St. Mary's at Crosswell Lexington. Region 4, District 1, Adrian at Riverview, Carlton Airport at Tecumseh. District 2, Livonia Clarenceville at Redford Union, Garden City at Dearborn Divine Child. District 5, Region 1. Oh, my. Here we go. Region 1, District 1. Arkema Heights at Gladwin. Kingsley at Kingsford. District 2, Shepherd at Muskegon Oak Ridge. And Howard City Tri-City at Belding. And, excuse me, Region 2, District 1, Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep at Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Hopkins at Berrien Springs. District 2, Olivet against Portland. Williamston at Corona. Region 3, District 1, and I just passed it. Birch 1 at Frankenmuth. Exitville Garber at Saginaw Swan Valley. District 2 is Yale at Marine City and Flint Hamady at Amada. Region 4, District 1, Dundee at Flat Rock. Gross Hill at Romulus Summit Academy North. District 2, Detroit Southeastern at Detroit Country Day. St. Clair Shores South Lake at Pontiac Northern Dame Prep. Division 6. We're just going down the line, boys and girls. Division 6 include District 1, Houghton against Neganah. Calumet at Memoni. District 2, Elks Rapid at Gladstone. Manistee at Boyne City. Region 2, District 1, Montague at Reed City, Kent City at Muskegon Catholic Central. District 2 at Stanford Medium against Millington and Clare at Standish Sterling. Region 3, District 1, Watervale at Grand Rapids West Catholics. Grand Rapids is tearing it up with almost every school up in Grand Rapids is in. Buchanan against Constantine in District 2, Lansing Catholic at Durant, and Oliver Elsie at Almont. Region 4, District 1, Ida at Clinton. Detroit Voyager College Prep at Ecourse. I'll be looking at that one. That will be my game that I'll take a look at this upcoming Friday. Okay. Clawson at Madison Heights Bishop Foley. And Detroit Northwestern at Warren Michigan Collegiate. Division 7, Region 1, District 1. Anise at Travis City St. Francis. And Benzing Center, Central against Charlevoix. District 2, Lake City at Ithacan. Okay, that's the best I can pronounce that as there. As Ravenet at North Muskegon. Region 2, District 1. And this is also in Division 7. Let's see, Burton Pendale at New Lothrop and Bath at Pomona West Phalanx. District 2, Cass City at Montrose, Bad Axe at Elton Pigeon Bay Port Laker. Woohoo! Region 3, District 1, Niles Brady Wine against Lofton Delta. Kellogg at Schoolcraft. Homer, and that's in District 2 right now here. Homer at Jackson Loomis Christian and United City at Hudson. Region 4 is Erie Mason against Napoleon and Grass Lake at Manchester. District 2, Southfield Bradley Academy at Detroit Central, and Gross Point Wood University Liggett at Monroe St. Mary's Catholic Central. Oh my, Division 8, Region 1, District 1, Empanemi against Iron Mountain, Bark River Harris at St. Ignace. Division 2 is East Jordan at Frankfort, McBain at Eva. District 2, Region 2, District 1. I'm getting tongue-tied here. White Cloud at Bill City. Carson City Crystal at Fowler. District 2 is Saginaw Novell against Ubley and Harvard Beach at Saginaw, Michigan Lutheran Seminar. Region 3, District 1, Decatur at Reading. White Pigeon at Centralville. District 2 is Addison at Ottawa Lake, Whiteford. The other game in District 2 will be Melvindale Academy for Business Tech at Riverview Gabriel Richard. Region 4, District 1, Marlette at Marine City. That's Cardinal Mooney, that is. And Flint Beecher at Clarkston Everest Collegiate. District 2, finally here, Sterling Heights Parkway Christian at Detroit Leadership Academy and Detroit Community at Mount Clemens. Those are the games in the 11-man from the regions and the districts all the way down to 8. Now, the 8 player pairings. Here we go. Division 1, Region 1. Norway against Musili. Newberry at Rogers City. Region 2, Indian River Inland Lake against Merrill and Fulton against Breckenridge. Region 3, Tekachi against Martin and Gobbler against Adrian Lewick Christian. Region 4, Deckerville against Kingston and Auburn Hills Oakland Christian against Brown City. Division 2, and here we go with this. Stevenson at Powers North Central. The other game in Region 1 will be Lake Linden Hubbard against Crystal Falls Forest Park. Region 2, Posner against Marion. The other game is Central Lake at Gaylord St. Mary's. Region 3, Kendall North Huron against Augrush Sims. Maurice against Peck. Region 4 is Carmen Frontier against Cologne. And finally, Mendel against Climate Scott. Those are the pairings for the Michigan High School Athletic Association football pairings for 11 and 8 man, okay? That's all starts on Friday. Some games will be played on Saturday. And by the time this is over, we'll have a breakdown on next Sunday, hopefully, of all those teams that won. And so we can give you an accurate appraisal of all the teams that played on that particular day. Next weekend, of course. Good luck to all those teams who made it. And rah-rah discoomba. Go out there and support them, boys and girls. Okay, we're done. I think we are very much so done here. And let me say this. On Sunday, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of things. The Red Wings, the Tigers, I'm quite sure the Lions, because I'll be going to that particular. And also, we're going to talk about probably the World Series, as I have not mentioned. Houston against Philadelphia, or Philadelphia against Houston. Houston with the better record. Philadelphia is a National League team. With the wild card premonition of they can do some damage and has done that there. We'll be talking about the World Series and how that, how many fans are going to actually watch it. I'm quite sure everybody in Philadelphia and on the Atlantic coast will be watching that with hands up and with the quickness there. And so is yours truly if I get time to do so there. Oh, we'll also talk about scouting and how scouting can be better with some of the major league teams throughout the country there that represent, and up in Canada as well there, how they can do a better job here. Representation with, you know, some things that I have noticed throughout the past years there. Butch on Sports is a presentation of My Darling Production. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. You can also check out Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Yes, Podomatic. And the Game Sports Show regimen. Great show on their website as well. You can see that there. We will probably set up Podbean at a later date there. But right now, go to the Game Sports Show and get the Game Sports Show and all the other routine. Game Sports Show in the United States is not in. We'll have some words on it, hopefully by Sunday, on how that's going to go. The Game Sports Show in Canada will continue with Dave McCaig and friends there doing that show. But yes, you can find this show and others on the Game Sports Show website there. Have a great, great long weekend. Keep warm, everybody there. And we'll check you out on late Sunday night after the Lions game and maybe after the World Series. So have a great, great, great long weekend, boys and girls.